On the Conservation in Action Tour, I am at one. It's our last stop, and we have some displays here. And one I'm standing in is for a company called Geosys, and I've got Don Lamker here. And first of all, Don, tell me a little bit about this company that I'm personally not familiar with.
Okay, yeah, Geosys is a company. It's a relatively small company, but we're a supply company, I guess, a technology supply company. We work primarily through crop consultants and ag retailers. We provide a number of precision ag products and services to them that they in turn then market to their farmer customers.
Give me some examples of the types of products you got.
We do a lot of work with satellite imagery, and one specific product that we have is called Field Insight, and it uses satellite imagery to come up and produce a yield potential map, I guess, is for lack of a better term, showing what the potential yields are for a field in certain areas of the field versus other areas of the field. And so, a typical farmer normally is going to apply a uniform rate across the whole field for the field average, at the same time, they know that that there's differences out in that field. Well, what we do is we use satellite imagery to map and identify what those differences are and actually quantify them. Mm-hmm. And so we can take those best producing areas into the field and actually try to manage them for what they are, a best area, as opposed to managing them as an average area. So we actually try to push the yields in those areas and get higher yields. At the same time, we've got areas of the field that are significantly below average. And so then we start questioning, well, if they're below average, why are we spending money on them as if they were average? So we actually are going to spend less on those areas of the field. And so very quickly through satellite imagery, in a matter of a couple of minutes, I can produce a map and sit down with the farmer and evaluate his fields and determine whether or not, first of all, there's enough variability in that field to justify doing variable rate application. And if there's not, then we just don't do it. We don't go to the next step. If there is, then we can go to the next step and actually produce a nutrient management plan, and we can write that plan then to a variable rate applicator so that they can go and apply that then to their field. And once we make the application, there's not a charge to the farmer until we do make that application map. So we can evaluate it first, then take action at that point, which kind of makes it a little different than a lot of precision ag programs where you make the investment first, then you find out whether or not that it was a good idea or not.
Well, this seems to really tie into the whole theme of this tour that we've been on, where probably one of the biggest things we've talked about is more efficient use of nitrogen, for example.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're getting at, is we are going to be more efficient. Now, no doubt, in some areas of the field, I may actually increase the amount of nitrogen that they apply in certain areas, but at the same time, I'm going to back off on other areas of the field. And in those areas where I'm applying more nitrogen, I'm doing that because I believe it's going to be utilized. And as long as it's getting utilized, it's not going to be subject then to moving off-site to areas where we don't want it. And the areas where it's not going to get utilized, where we know it's not been getting utilized, we're going to back off on that fertility in those areas and make sure that it's not subject to getting moved off the field. So there are some environmental benefits from it, but there's also economic benefits then to the grower as well. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around.
So where do we find out more information about Geosys, or how do we get in touch with you? Tell us how a farmer would do that.
One of the places that you can get information is from our website at www.geosys.com. Geosys is G-E-O-S-Y-S. Mm-hmm. Also, on these specific products for variable rate application, there is a website that is www.fieldinsight.com. Okay. For specific information about that product.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that we get them pointed that way when we do the story, and I really appreciate talking here with Don Lamker. He is with Geosys, and here on the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.